This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa farmers can take a close look at strip-till practices. We'll have more from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach right after this.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025, Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum. Special guest Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
Even though it's been around for over 50 years, strip tillage is still a fairly new conservation practice that farmers can use. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is hosting a field day at the end of this month to show off how strip tillage works and what benefits it can provide. Extension agronomist Rebecca Vitito said they will have 12 strip till bars on display at the event.
We will be hosting a strip till field day this year on July 30th. We've got a morning session and then also an identical afternoon session. And as you mentioned, we will be having 12 strip till bars that will actually be doing live demos out in the field. So people will be able to see and compare how those different strip till bars work and what they look like out there in the field. And then in addition to the strip till bars, there will also be some static displays of equipment related with strip till that will also be available for people to kind of walk through and learn a little bit more about.
Vitito said they will also have a guest speaker who can answer any questions about the details around strip till practices.
We also are having a speaker over the noon hour. So kind of between that morning and the afternoon session, we've got Levi Powell, who works with the Digital Ag Group on campus, talking about being successful with strip till. So that group with Iowa State, they've got a lot of experience doing strip till and working with different strip till bars. So Levi will be there to help answer some questions as well as share some of the knowledge that they've gained, things that they've learned over the years of what works and doesn't work when it comes to strip till.
For more, visit go.iastate.edu/strip till. On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.